Game 3 of the ALCS. The scene shifts to Yankee Stadium with the Yanks trailing the Astros 2-0. Aaron Judge ready for this one, hoping to get the bat cranked up. CC Sabathia on the hill going for his 10th career postseason win, and he'd have it rolling in the early going.
Struck him out swinging. Pitch. Struck him out swinging. Now here's the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Cutter in. CC has struck out 3 in a row. The 1-1. Swung on and lined a deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run. He is the Todd Father. A 3-run blast in the right field seats. In Todd we trust. A 3-run blast. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. It'll be a 2-0 to the right-hand hitting Gurriel. And the pitch is swung on. A fly ball to right. On the run is Judge right near the wall. And he made the catch. He made a leaping catch at the top of the wall. Aaron Judge. They never talk about what a terrific outfielder he is. And what a terrific right fielder's arm he has. And also what a good base runner he has. That's a beautiful catch. Hinch figured this is the moment, so they brought in Harris, but he wild pitched the run home. So runners at second and third, 5-0 Yanks. Swung on, and a line drive to left. It is high, it is far, it is gone. He hit a line drive bullet to left, a 3-run home run, a Judgian blast. All rise. The Yankees have blown it open. They have an 8-0 lead. The lefty deal swung on and lined to right field charging. Judge makes a diving catch. Boy, what an audition tape. Catch that he banged against the top of the right field wall. A 3-run home run and now a diving catch in right field. Iasisi's had a great breaking ball tonight. Here's the 0-1. It's dribbled weakly back to the mound. CC fields, throws high to first but in time. Bird stretched to reach it at the end of the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. CC gets a standing O. The fans probably don't realize, and this would be his last inning. So, to recap, no runs, one hit, one error, two left. At the end of 5.5, it's 8-0 Yanks.
The Yankees take out the Astros 8-1, trimming the deficit in the ALCS to 2-1. CC Sabathia's 10th career postseason win, first since 2012. He goes 6 scoreless innings, striking out 5. The Yanks have held the Astros to 2 or fewer runs in all 3 games in the series. It only happened once this season at Houston, where they were held under 3 runs in 3 straight contests. Yankees look to even the series in Game 4 on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Sonny Gray on the hill, opposed by Lance McCullers Jr. The Yankees take Game 3 of the ALCS, trimming their deficit in the series to 2-1. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
He's pitched really well all playoff and really all season long when his knee has felt well. So I'm not surprised what he did tonight. You know, we talked about we wanted him on the mound tonight, and we thought we had the right guy on the mound tonight, and again, 6 innings, just an outstanding effort, and I mean, you couldn't ask for any more.
To your left, Joe. Ed?
Joe, what do you attribute the problems to Betances?
He's out of whack, and you know, he's went through it a couple times this year, and we've, you know, seemingly been able to get him on track a number of different times, and we're still trying to do that because I still think he's really important to us, and we need him. So we'll continue to try to fix it.
Straight to your right, Joe. Mark.
Joe, you guys have hit better at home. You've pitched better at home. What is it about this place that your team responds to so well, besides just being in front of your home fans?
You know, I think we're somewhat built for this ballpark, number one. Number two, I think it's just you're familiar with it. You're familiar with everything that you do on a daily basis. You know, you have your routine, and you're able to be in your routine, and you know, I find that baseball players like routine because we're told where to be all the time. You know, whether it's in spring training or during the course of the season, this is what time you report. This is what time we have BP. This is what time we have our meetings. So I think the routine is normal for them, and I think it helps.
To your right, Joe. Joel.
Joe, during the worst of Judge's slump in the second half and through this and when it came up again in the playoffs, you've always stuck with him mm-hmm. in an important spot in the lineup. Why and what do you think about the reward when it does happen?
Well, I think that in his struggles, he's still been pretty patient. You know, yeah, he gets a little bit off mechanically. I think part of that is probably being 6'7". And I felt like there's been some borderline pitches called on him that didn't go his way that probably it can change in a bat. You know, the difference between, 2-0 or 1-1 or 1-1 or 2-1 and 1-2, I mean, it's a big difference. So, I think that he's extremely talented and, you can look at his numbers and say, he's not hitting for an average, but we've played, I don't know how many playoff games, 9. He's got 7 RBIs. He gets his walks. He had another walk tonight. And I just know how dangerous he is. He can really change a game really quickly.
To your right, Joe, in the third row.
Hey, Joe. Todd Frazier hasn't been here forever, but it certainly feels like he has been. How much has he meant to the club, not only on the field, but in the clubhouse?
Just a real lot. He's a joy to be around. He's fun to be around. He brings a ton of energy every day. As I said, he's always cheering for his teammates and trying to build them up. And he's fun to be around.
Allison in the center.
Just on Frazier's home run, just from your vantage point, it looks like he really went down and got that.
Yeah.
Just what did you see from that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that bad of a pitch. And, these are big league hitters, and we've seen it. We've been on the other side of that. We think you make a pretty good pitch, and the guy ends up with a base hit or hits it out of the ballpark. And it's just, again, he went to right field. There's an advantage of going to right field here, and it paid off. And I just think it was a good at bat.
To your right, Joe Billy.
What was it like for you, just the reception that you got compared to Cleveland?
Well, I think it's a reminder how quickly things can change in your life. So I mean, again, and I said about it when I got booed. I don't think it's the fans didn't like me. I think they were mad that I didn't make a call, and they're so passionate about the game and they want to win so bad. But that's the great thing about being here, having great fans. So I had no problem with it, and, life can change really quickly.
I'll take two more for Joe. Allison?
Even with the ninth inning tonight, but you still have your three big relievers rested for game 4, how confident are you?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping not to use Tommy tonight, but I had to use him. And, Greeny didn't work. He was up a little bit, but Robertson didn't work. And Chapman had to get up a little bit, but it's good. It's good to have those guys, and maybe I'll have Tommy for an inning tomorrow. We'll see.
I'll take two more on the right.
Joe, obviously it's always nice to get out to the early lead, but being down 2-0, was it that much more important tonight to do that?
I think so. I think it allowed CC to go to work, and I think there were some big at bats in that fourth inning where we got 5 runs. I thought Headley had a big at bat. His RBI kind of opened up the inning to be a big inning. We get a leadoff double, and it looks like we may not get him in, and he ends up getting him in. And then we get another run with a wild pitch, and then the 3-run homer. But, I think those 3 runs early were helpful.
We'll take a last one from Dave.
Joe, you touched on it before the game, just on how the team has played here at Yankee Stadium and how they've kind of fed off the energy. And that was before you guys went out and scored 8 runs. I mean, do they just get more relaxed here? Do they feel more energy here? They just seem like a different team.
Yeah, I do. I think, that's the importance of playing at home, and I think that's why we've had such a good home record is the normal routine. Our players are used to this field. They know how to hit here, and our fans are great. I mean, I'm watching them in the first inning in left field, and they're banging on the wall, and I love it. It's great to see.
Aaron Judge with his second home run of the postseason. He also makes 2 sensational catches in the field. He talked after the game.
It felt good to put a couple more runs on the board for CeCe. He was working his butt off, did a great job tonight. And, just to add those extra couple runs was huge for us.
Let's talk about defense. You took on the wall, you took on the turf, you won both times. Describe those 2 plays and how much pride you have in your defense.
Yeah, both those plays. CeCe's out there working his butt off, out just trying to make a play for him. He was grinding it out, making good pitches, and, when both those balls went up, just going on the attack.
Now, you mentioned CeCe. He is now 10-0 with a 1.69 ERA following Yankee losses. What does that say about him?
Yeah, like you said, he's been that guy for us all year. Whenever we've kind of hit a rut or a couple bad games, he's always come through for us with a strong outing, and he did it again tonight.
And finally, now still undefeated at home here in the postseason. What is it about playing in this ballpark that you guys seem to just love?
Our fans, that's the number one thing. They come here and they pack it out for us, and they're always electric. They got our back, from the first pitch to the last pitch. So you know, just having that fan support and that energy here has been huge for us.
Todd Frazier with his first career postseason homer. It got the Yankees off and running. He talked after.
This is something fun. You know, that home run I hit, it was unorthodox, but I'll take 100 like that. So it wasn't as nice as, you know, Frank Thomas, how he does it, the big dog, the big hurt. But it was something, so we'll take it, get us going there early. I just think the personalities we have, you know, you guys talk about CC Sabathia, man, fun-loving guy, loves everybody. And then, you know, from the young guys, everybody kind of blends in. And, you know, I just came in, you know, just a happy-go-lucky guy. And, you know, everybody hangs out on this team, man. If the one guy that doesn't want to do it, man, we rag on him all the time. So we're together. We have a good togetherness. And you got guys like Big CC. Oh, that's my man. Big CC just doing his job today. It makes everybody comfortable and excited to come to this park every day. Why not, man? This is the best park to play in the world, and you know that firsthand. Everybody heads were still high. We've been there before kind of thing. I think that kind of helped us, you know, on the plane ride home. And, you know, we're still playing some cards and getting going. And I think, you know, we're coming home and we have three home games here. We know we got a good shot. So the hopes were still up there. And, you know, we showed today our offense is coming, man. You know, we had two games where we didn't do much, but our offense is back, I think. And hopefully we keep going tomorrow at 5.
CC Sabathia with his 10th career postseason win. He goes 6 scoreless innings and spoke after the game.
It definitely helps you remain calm. These guys scoring runs helps you calm down too. So, you know, being home, you know, you feel comfortable, you know, coming, driving to the ballpark, you know, sleeping in your own bed. And, you know, I just wanted to come out and try to do everything I could to throw strikes and have a good performance. Just the energy, you know, the fans, you know, they bring it. They've been bringing it every night in the playoffs, and you can feed off of that. So it's been a lot of fun just to watch what they've been doing and the way we can kind of feed off their energy. It's always critical in the playoffs just to try to get a lead and you know, hold it there. You know, these guys, you know, Frazier hit the home run early. I just wanted to try to get back in the dugout quick as possible and let these guys score some more runs.
For more on the Yankees Game 3 win, we go back to Yankee Stadium with Allison Footer and Jack Morris.
Game 3 of the ALCS marked the very first time this postseason the Astros have not scored first. The Yankees came out really needing to get on the board early, and that's exactly what happened, Jack.
You know, I think the pressure was on the Yankees. They scored 2 runs in 2 games in Houston, lost both those games, and they needed to come back home where they played so well, undefeated in this postseason at Yankee Stadium, and get on the board first. They were able to do that, and I really think that was the momentum changer. It gave CC Sabathia a little bit of breathing room, and he was brilliant and got to the bullpen later in the game. Joe Girardi got everything they wanted out of CC.
Girardi even said that this team is kind of built for this ballpark, but there is something special about when the Yankees are playing here. I mean, every home team kind of feels that way about their home ballpark, but the Yankees especially, they have to take advantage of playing here.
You know, and I don't know if anybody can really explain why that is. They just have played so well here. The crowd, for me anyway, wasn't as vocal as it was in the series against the Indians, but a cool night here, and I'm sure they're very happy that their Yankees ended up winning a game that they had to win. Now a one-run deficit doesn't seem so much.
Todd Frazier talked about being the local kid and how nice it was to have his family in the stands, and of course that 3-run home run really helped them.
You know, it's crazy how baseball is. We've seen some of the most dramatic home runs in postseason on swings that weren't exactly picture perfect. Todd Frazier was more of a defensive swing. I think he was fooled on a ball away from him, threw the bat head out there, the barrel hit the ball, and away it went. So, you know, 3 runs, the Yankees were up, and they had a little room to breathe.
The Yankees look to even the series on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. They send Sonny Gray to the Hill.